Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a trumpet speaker.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Good morning. Beautiful morning.
It's a lovely October morning in January. Oh my goodness, it is unbelievable. Let me tell you, if you happen to be someone that owns a hardware store, you don't like this weather in January. Could we get a little snow? Tom Skilling is killing me. Poor guy gets blamed for all the bad stuff. Would it be, just a little bit of snow? Just a little. Come on, a little something? Anyway, it is colder, for a lot of us. And you know, when you're thinking about those cold spots in your home, the first feeling is to go and turn the thermostat up, which is the worst thing you can do because it costs you more money to heat the whole home and all you have to do is heat up that space. Well, there's a ton of different space heaters out there, but what if we could talk to you about one that not only will heat the space, but give you a little ambiance as well? Take a listen.
You can take down the tinsel and twinkling lights, but you don't have to put away the warm and cozy. After all, it is still winter out there, and who doesn't love to warm those buns by the fire? Whether you've got a cold room in the house or you just want to add a pseudo fireplace to a room, this weekend's new Tulu 2 can do both. The Duraflame Infrared Quartz Fireplace Stove is the perfect addition to any room, especially in small living spaces, to add heat exactly where it's needed. It's convenient, easily portable, and safe to use around children and pets. This 5200 BTU heater provides supplemental zone heating for up to 1,000 square feet to help you save money. And to top it off, it's got this cool 3D flame effect that features realistic flames dancing on and behind the logs, including 5 adjustable color, brightness, and speed settings. The infrared quartz heat helps to maintain the natural humidity in the room to avoid drying that air out. It's got overheat protection and an adjustable digital thermostat that allows you to decide the temperature of your room using a convenient remote control. The Duraflame Infrared Quartz Fireplace Stove is easy to move and goes for about $155 on Amazon right now. So if you are looking for a cool space heater that warms up a room and your heart and your buns, check it out. I will put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. Happy wintering. That's this week's new to Lou 2.
This is such a cute little space heater that looks like an iron stove. They do such a nice job of making it look like the real thing that if you're going to buy a space heater, why not buy something that looks like something too? A while ago, we featured this product by Crane that was a little box that Lindsay, you still have in your home. I do too.
Yeah.
And you have it set up, use it every day. And it looks
on right now, I'm sure.
When you turn it on, the electronic 3D, whatever they do, looks like a real flame. This one looks like an old potbelly stove that, you know, John Wayne used to warm up his coffee on give me a movie. John Wayne movie.
Wayne of the South. Wayne of the West, I mean.
No.
I don't
know. Oh, my gosh. I know a million John Wayne movies. There's nothing coming to the Sons of Katie Elder.
Pat Garrett.
No. Sons of Katie Elder. That's a good one. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dean Martin is in the movie The Sons of Katie Elder. Google that. The Sons of Katie Elder with John Wayne. Sons of Katie Elder. 1967. Sons of Katie Elder. John Wayne.
Son of Katy Perry.
No, not Katy Perry. Sons of Katie Elder.
Katie?
65.
Oh, Joe.
Starring John Wayne and Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. And there's another one. Give me another cast member.
Martha Heyer?
No.
Michael Anderson Jr.?
No.
Earl Holliman?
Is that the one with Bruce Dern? He's in one. Bruce Dern is in one.
I don't see Bruce Dern's name.
No. Cameron, that's a different John Wayne movie. All the people that love John Wayne are going,
I know, I'm going to get a bunch
of John Wayne? Not a nice man. Like in real life.
True Grit.
True Grit. That's with, he was Rooster Cogburn. But I read this, I used to love John Wayne, and I read this book about John Wayne. It doesn't sound like he had a great reputation personally. I'm not disparaging the man, I didn't know him, but in this book, I guess I am disparaging the man. I shouldn't say that. My apologies to the Wayne family.
What's a John Wayne movie? You know, he wasn't a great guy. Oh, but I loved him.
He's actually from Illinois. He was born in Illinois, I think. I'm pretty sure. Or no. Google that one, Joe. It's John Wayne talk on WGN
Iowa.
Radio. Iowa.
He was born in
Midwestern
Iowa.
Guy. Yeah. Marion. Isn't his real name Marion? See, look at all
Marion
things.
Marion Mitchell Morrison.
See? Right.
Known professionally as John Wayne.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. He was part of the whole blacklist thing during the McCarthy era in Hollywood.
Dennis Hopper. Hopper.
It was in The Sons of Katie Elder?
Spell check. I don't know. I'm just reading texts that come in.
Oh.
You could send me anything right now, people. And I will read it on the air. North to Alaska.
He's in North to Alaska?
With John Wade and Fabian. Is that right? Isn't Fabio? Well, that's Fabio.
Fabio would not be in a John Wayne movie. Dan? No? Anyway. Our Noodaloo 2, did you put it up on the website? We were talking about the potbelly stove that John Wayne may have used in the Sons of Katie Elder.
It's on Facebook.
It's up on Facebook. And you can learn more about that. Would you like me to take a break?